This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 13th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's Give Something Away Day. A year ago, we discussed entering a decluttering mode by giving away our stuff, the things we no longer needed or wanted or used. Now, it's a year later. Have we done it? I'm happy to say that I found a home for my gently used clothes, old golf clubs, trophies, figurines, and more. But there's lots yet to do. It's a work in progress. Thankfully, here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have a decluttering guru. It's realtor Sharon Parenteau, who offers us her personal guidance and free decluttering tools, like a booklet and free workshops just for the asking. So I won't dwell on giving away of our stuff and decluttering. Rather, let's talk about other things that we can give away and why it's good for us to give. Yes, we can give away things and money, but for those who feel that they have nothing to give, pause, reconsider. We each can give something away today and every day. We can give our time, our expertise, our love. We can give a simple smile, a kind word, a listening ear. We can give a compliment, and of course, we can give help with our elbow grease for any task that needs doing. Helen Keller said, "The unselfish effort to bring cheer to others will be the beginning of a healthier life for ourselves." Now, it's been proven scientifically that she was right. There are huge benefits to giving. It turns out that giving releases feel-good chemicals like endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine. We do feel happy. In fact, our happy giving has been given a name. It's a helper's high, and that results from our giving a physical item, a favor, and/or any random act of kindness. Beyond making us happier, giving thoughtfully helps us create stronger bonds and builds trust with people. It's a relationship booster. Giving has been shown to build our confidence and to give us a good sense of self-worth. And there are more benefits. When we give, we become happier and we feel less stressed and anxious, and our blood pressure is lowered. And these positives contribute to our overall health and well-being. It doesn't stop with us either. When we give, we spread happiness and we inspire others to give as well, thus making them happy and making a better world. Giving is contagious. So giving, being generous with whatever we have to give, benefits others and also ourselves. It's been proven even those with a stress-filled life who spend time helping others lower the risk of their death as well. So to anyone who stresses out when they're going to give because maybe they feel they can't afford it, please know that money isn't the only thing of value we can give. When we do give of ourselves and share the positive experience of giving something away, we'll be benefiting from being generous and kind. The stress hormone cortisol will be diminished, and our anxiety will be lower, and our stress, well, it'll melt away. It costs nothing to be kind, to to say thank you or give a word of encouragement or a compliment. We each can give each day. We can give away a bit of our time, our heart, or our mind. And with our giving, we can benefit others, ourselves, our community, and our world. Giving spreads joy. All we need do on this Give Something Away Day is look around us and notice what the people in our world need, and then give away what will make a positive difference. The Dalai Lama says, "Be kind whenever possible. It is always possible." When we do give, we'll experience the helper's high and all the health benefits related to giving, and others will follow our example. When they give their something, whatever it is that they choose to share away, they'll be reaping benefits as well. So it's a win-win-win. Wondering what it is we can give? Well, there's a lot that we can give. Consider the fact that we all have blood, and most can spare some. And when we give just one unit, we can save as many as three lives. Plus, our giving will bring us benefits as well. Did you know that when we give blood, we get a lot of benefits? Because each donor has to go through a physical assessment, so blood pressure, pulse, temperature, hemoglobin levels are checked. We can learn if we have anemia or an STD or something else that affects our heart or liver. Not all of us are comfortable giving blood, but we can share other things and we can have conversations that give us the mutual enriching benefits of socializations. There are so many things we can give away and not miss. All we have to do is give it some thought and be generous. Not only can we find personal happiness, but we can also share joy and love. Remember, a smile, a hug, a kind word costs us nothing, not even a lot of time, but they're impactful. So let's, on this Give Something Away Day, make our goal to find what we no longer need or want, or what we can spare, or the things that we can easily replenish, and let's be generous and give. Remember, it starts with us. We don't have to wait for others to give. Someone once said, "I wondered why someone did not do anything. Then I realized I am someone." We each are someone, and we can make a difference by giving each day, starting on this Give Something Away Day today and every day. Today, you're From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. We'll gladly share whatever we can to empower anyone listening to make informed decisions with no regrets. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian and Christine, the health coach. We'll talk relationships with Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parento. We'll learn a little more about accessibility from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I'll have a happy story as your wardrobe doctor. And in a moment, after an important message about organ donation, we'll get started. We'll have a conversation with financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial joins us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what are you giving us today?
Well, you know, I was intrigued by your opening today about giving, sharing. I talked a couple months ago, and I touched on charitable giving. But from a financial planning perspective, that is one of the things that people can do. And the government, both federally and provincially, recognize the benefit of giving. And they make it possible to give money, give shares, give assets to charitable organizations. And in return, they give you a tax return. You can, if you're interested in giving, you can go to a CR website and they can tell you what are the list of registered charities. And so you know that if you're giving money to a particular organization, you can go into the CRA website and they will tell you whether that is a legitimate charitable organization. That doesn't preclude you from giving that to the two kids who knock on your door on the dinner hour and ask you to donate some money for the local baseball team or soccer team or what have you. I mean, you may not get a charitable receipt, or you may get a charitable receipt, but you can still give to them. But if you're interested in making a donation in furtherance of a cause that you may want to support, or a social organization that does work that you find particularly supportive or beneficial, you can go on the CRA website, find out whether it is a legitimate charity, and if you make a donation, you're going to get an income tax return. So I did some little calculations. So if you gave a $10,000 donation, and I assumed $100,000 income, that's not a trifling amount of money. That's a decent piece of coin for a lot of people, but the math is easy to work out. In Ontario, you would get approximately $3,976 back in the way of an income tax credit. If you're in BC, you'd get $4,528. If you're in Nova Scotia, you'd get $4,948. If you're in Quebec, you'd get $4,790. If you made a charitable donation to a recognized charity outside of Canada, you would get $2,872. The government recognize that we could, may want to support different organizations, and they give you a financial incentive to encourage you to help these organizations. Sadly, charitable donations were down in 2024, and that may be a reflection of people feeling a little challenged because of inflation and rising prices, maybe the result of COVID and feeling more isolated and not part of the community as much. But there are opportunities for people to give money to different organizations in the country and get a fairly decent income tax credit that helps save you some taxes.
Well, Kevin, $3,976 to spend on yourself while making a difference in the world and a giving, that's a good opportunity, and I'm glad that you pointed it out. If people are sitting there and they've invested their money and they might want to have a talk and see if they're going in the right direction or whether their charitable giving would benefit them and give tax dollars back to them, how do we reach you and talk to you?
You can call me, 416-708-6229, or you can drop me a line at kgiffen@fullcirclefinancial.ca.
We all want to make a difference. Sometimes we don't know how. When you speak to an expert that knows how to create a win-win situation, and that seems that Kevin does know that, and he's happy to help us move forward, give him a call, have a conversation, ask your questions. I think on his website and a few times here, he said he'll answer questions you didn't know you had. So at the end of a conversation, you will know more than when you started. His direct cell number is 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial. He's an enabler, and he'll be glad to help you move forward when you ask your questions. Thank you, Kevin, for sharing that information. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you all. Have a great weekend. Great week.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I'd like to talk a little bit about constipation. And although it's not a fun subject, it's actually one of the most common gastrointestinal complaints seen in healthcare practices. And we might all experience constipation at some point in time, and certain conditions make it more likely to occur. And in fact, after the age of 60, about 33% of people experience constipation. So struggling with chronic constipation can actually have far-reaching effects on our health. And beyond discomfort, it can lead to issues like bloating and abdominal discomfort. It can actually even impact our energy levels and our mood. And for those managing conditions, things like with conditions like diabetes and IBS, optimal gut health is really important for maintaining balance and our well-being. And managing constipation can be tricky because conventional treatments like laxatives really provide temporary relief, but they can actually worsen symptoms over time because we could become dependent on it. So we really want to treat the root cause from a naturopathic perspective when it comes to constipation. So this week I'm going to talk about some of the causes of constipation, and next week I'll just mention some naturopathic constipation relief options that we can talk about. So when we think of constipation very quickly, it's basically hard stools, we have difficulty bowel movement, as I said, we might have gas and bloating, difficulty going to the bathroom. And some of the causes, there's many, but I'll just touch on a couple. Certainly dehydration, it's a common cause, especially, of course, the weather's been really hot. So even mild dehydration can have an impact. Poor diet is important to consider, so fiber is going to be an important consideration when we're thinking about diet. Even things like thyroid disorders can be a component because thyroid hormone influences our metabolism and even our bowel motility. Hormonal shifts, of course, can affect constipation, especially with menopausal women. Often we experience difficulties having a bowel movement, especially with hormonal changes. Pregnancy, of course, 38% of pregnant women can experience slower bowel movements. Even supplements and medications, people taking painkillers or antidepressants, lack of exercise, medical conditions, changes in our routine, especially for traveling, and of course, stress can have far-reaching effects on our mental health, but also can affect our bowel movements. So next week I'm going to talk about some things that we can do for constipation from a naturopathic perspective. But in the meantime, if people have some questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you suffer from constipation or you have other health issues and you want to deal with them naturally, remember the name, Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. The phone number, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. And don't forget to ask for your complimentary consultation. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning how to deal with constipation next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To stay engaged in life, to deal with people and communicate effectively requires that we hear well. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto understands this, and he does his utmost to help us look after our ears and our hearing. And he's here today to encourage us to look after ourselves. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Giving Something Away Day is a wonderful opportunity for people to unburden themselves of things they no longer use or perhaps have too many of. In our case, people regularly donate their old hearing aids that they have moved on from or from family members who have passed. In either case, donated hearing aids are always accepted at our offices. We regularly collect and package these devices and send them to the Starkey Hearing Foundation, where they will salvage them, refurbish them, and ultimately use them on their regular hearing missions worldwide. The act of donating these devices is one of the nicest and most generous things that people can do because it allows hearing care professionals to help someone to hear well again. This, in turn, will allow them to be productive, healthier, and ultimately more happy. What also happens when a mission to a destination happens, they will have set up a clinic, train some people to help the community hear well for years to come. So, your generously donated hearing aids have an impact around the world if you think about it. I can't imagine a more impactful gift. So, if you have a set of hearing aids that are getting on in age and you're looking to upgrade them to a new set, or you just have a collection of hearing aids sitting in a box somewhere, we would be happy to offer you a trade-in for a new set of hearing aids or simply happily accept your donation.
Well, Edmund, I know that you help people refurbish their hearing aids so that they work well or as well as possible for themselves. And then you also know about every brand of hearing aid and every kind of hearing aid that exists, so you can recommend the upgrades that people need. If someone's sitting there and they have hearing aids in their pockets, in their drawers, what do you suggest they do today?
Well, there's two things we can do. You can always bring them in. You can donate those if they're not yours, if there were someone else's and you just have them sitting around the house, or if they are yours and you're just not using them for some reason, so let's bring them in. We can see if we can get them all set up properly for you to use them, or simply trade them in for a new set. That will be much more helpful to you.
Are there any benefits for seniors with getting hearing aids? Someone just asked me that and I told them I would ask you, so why not on the air? Does the government give you any money if you need hearing aids and you're a senior?
Yes, absolutely. So it's not necessarily for seniors, as that would be ageism if the government picked and chose who they wanted to fund. But basically everyone in the province of Ontario has a certain level of government funding that usually is a $500 per year government funding that the provincial government will offer towards a new set of hearing aids, assuming you're eligible, that you haven't accessed things earlier than they should have been accessed.
Well, that's good to know. I hope that Fred is listening. He asked the question. I told him I'd get back to him with the answer. So there you go, Fred. Ontario government, $500 per ear. All you have to do is visit Edmund Ivazian, and I'm sure he'll help you fill out any form that's necessary. And Edmund, are you taking any summer hours, or is Hearing Aid Source open all the time?
It's open all the time. The only time we really take off is statutory holidays. But otherwise, we don't kind of reduce hours or anything like that, only because we know people need our services when they need them.
So today is Give Something Away Day, and if you have hearing aids you're not using, you have options. All you have to do is call Edmund Ivazian and find out what the best path for you is. Edmund, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. There's no one better to help you because they work with their experience and their knowledge and from their heart. Thank you, Edmund, for being you and being part of my team and for good information each week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
It's not always easy to meet someone new. When we feel ready to do so, that's when we can use an experienced matchmaker with a high success rate. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we call her Cupid. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, in the last couple of months, I've been working with a woman. Her name is Janice. And one of the things we do sort of is get a history from people. I really want to know all about you, your background and your history and what's been going on in your dating life. And unfortunately, Janice had had quite a bad time. She'd been online dating and she'd been in a relationship with a gentleman who she thought she was exclusive with. And sadly, some of these dating apps, they're great for cheaters because you can go online and block a person that you're seeing from seeing you when you're online. So she was very confident that he wasn't seeing anybody else because she never saw him online again. She never got any notifications. And, of course, he had blocked his profile. So when he was going online looking probably for somebody better or someone else, she wasn't able to see him. And so, unfortunately, she was in this relationship with someone who was being very duplicitous and really took advantage of her. And so she came with a little bit of baggage to the service. She was very sad. And one of the things that we do for people is when someone's seeing someone, for instance, if it was Janice, she would call in and put her file on hold and say, you know, I'm seeing John. And if after a period of several weeks, John has not called and put his file on hold, we would approach John and say, you know, what's going on? Janice has put her file on hold for you. Sometimes it's just a matter of people forgetting. Once somebody meets somebody they have some chemistry with, the thought of, you know, calling our office just goes right out of their head. They're not interested at all. So it's a way we protect you. And so it's very different than online dating. You're getting a team of matchmakers that are really advocating for you and make sure, and as much as possible, making sure that the people that you're dating are treating you well and who aren't two-timing you. So it's protective. And I have always designed the company like that so that, I mean, I can't protect people from if they're going outside the service to meet other people. But, you know, when people come on board to our service, people aren't paying $3,000 to join a service to be promiscuous. If they want to do that, they can go online for almost free. Our service is really geared towards people that are serious. They have some skin in the game, and they want to meet somebody to spend the rest of their life with. And certainly for Janice, it's going much better for her. She's actually met somebody. It's very, very early stages, but she's very happy, and she feels much safer in the dating she's doing now.
Well, it's good to know that you're willing to protect people. There's a saying, what you don't know can't hurt you. But it's true. If someone's being duplicit, it most certainly is hurtful when it comes out. And you definitely work to make sure that things are straight up front. If someone wants to talk to you about getting serious and exploring the idea of meeting someone new, how do we reach you?
So you can call our toll-free number at 1-877-334-9041, and we do business all over Ontario. So there's we have people in all the different areas. And there's our website, mistyriverintros.com. There's a wealth of information on there. I write a dating blog. I do dating videos, so I talk a little bit about the do's and don'ts of dating. And as well, you can book an appointment directly on our website, and I'm happy to do a free consultation with you, give you some more insight into how the service works and whether or not we have enough people that would meet the criteria that you're looking for, that it's worth your while coming on board.
And if we want to speak to you and just have a conversation, what's the best number?
1-877-334-9041. We are open 6 days a week, so 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and Saturday 10 to 4.
1-877-334-9041. MistyRiverIntros.com. Don't wonder and wish that you were doing something. Make it happen. Have a conversation with matchmaker Linda Miller and put your ducks in a row. Thank you, Linda, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And today I wanted to talk just about how hot it's been outside, both in our environment and around North America. You know, Environ Canada has urged people to take precautions because of the risk to public health. And what we know is that while heat affects everybody, the risks are greater for the very young and the very old. So we worry about people who live alone, people with pre-existing health conditions like diabetes and heart disease, respiratory disease, people with mental illnesses such as depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, and people with substance use disorders, or people that have limited mobility. We need to check on our neighbors, we need to check on our families, and just be sure that everybody's okay. You know, the very old people or older people have underlying health problems that puts them at risk, but also, and interestingly, as we get older, we lose our thirst reflex. So we don't automatically know when we're so thirsty, so it's easy to become dehydrated, particularly if you don't have that innate instinct to drink more water. So when it starts to get really hot outside, it's unsafe for people at great risk for heat illness to spend time outdoors, and inside should be as cool as possible. We really don't want to be above 25 to 26 degrees Celsius. And, you know, in a place that doesn't have air conditioning, when the outdoor temperatures are really high, it can sometimes increase to be over 30 degrees. So we need to be careful and we need to watch out for those around us.
Well, thank you for those cautions and making us aware of how being hot outside might not be so great for us. Anyone listening who wants useful advice in clear language and a GPS to take charge of their health, remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Any good bookstore in Canada will have it or order it in. You can also get it on drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy for a special gift, feel free to call me and order it at 416 404-6777. Dr. Brown, thank you for giving us that caution. I'm definitely staying inside if it's over 30.
And you want to have the inside temperature under 25 degrees. Let's keep it cool inside. It works better for all of us.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. The name of the book again, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it, get it, and enjoy having a GPS to guide you to your best health. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her smart realty solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. Over the last few weeks, I have been talking a lot about home improvements that will maintain and improve resale property values. I've provided my top suggestion for what to do to make sure your home sells for top dollar when the time comes. These to-do lists can be downloaded for free from my website, smartrealtysolution.com, if listeners happen to have missed them. Today, I'm going to switch gears a little and delve into things that you should not do when planning home improvement projects. Avoiding these six common mistakes will save you time, frustration, and most importantly, money in your home renos. Number one mistake is not researching your contractor. Hiring a contractor is a big step in the home renovation process and not one you should take lightly. Make sure to do your due diligence to avoid getting scammed or ending up with a job you're unhappy with. Number two mistake is picking trendy designs. As a rule, try to stick with the classic look for larger purchases like countertops, flooring, paint, or decor. This will help you appeal to a variety of potential buyers and hopefully boost your resale value. Number three mistake is running out of money. Not budgeting correctly for a project is a common issue that homeowners run into when they're making home improvements. Make sure you do your research and get quotes from several contractors before you agree to do anything. Number four mistake is expecting to be finished on time. Let's be honest, even the tightest of schedules, something is bound to go wrong and throw you off track. Especially with older houses, you're likely to discover a few bumps in the road once you start doing some demo. Number five error is not measuring correctly. Everyone knows the old saying, measure twice, cut once. But it's even more important when you're talking about spending thousands on a home renovation project. You don't want to blow your budget when you realize you ordered a countertop too small or that your appliances don't fit into your kitchen. Take your own measurements and double-check them against your contractor to ensure accuracy. And finally, the number six error that I see often is attempting difficult do-it-yourself projects. If you're handy around the house, there are a lot of simple projects that do-it-yourselfers can do to save money. But a common household mistake is for homeowners to take some of those projects into their own hands that really should be left to the professionals. So there you have it, Marilyn, a half a dozen things to ruin a reno. For a copy of this list or for any of our other downloadable resources, visit smartrealtysolution.com or call me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636. While you're on our website, why not register for one of our Wednesday webinar sessions? On Wednesday, July 24th, we'll be hosting an online workshop, Downsizing Property Options, not just condos. And on Wednesday, July 31st, our webinar will be Best Renos for Return on Investment. Like everything from Smart Realty Solutions, these are completely without cost or obligation. And by the way, Marilyn, your listeners may not know that we offer in-home downsizing consultations. That's right. They can schedule a time when I will come and visit them and give them my realtor's eye view as to how to start the downsizing process. Again, free of cost and available exclusively by contacting me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636 or by visiting smartrealtysolution.com.
Well, it is Give Something Away Day, and you're our guru. And I know that you have a booklet and probably are doing webinars on decluttering. And I know that you offer to hold people's hands through the whole process. So just in a few moments, could you just tell us a little about that decluttering?
Absolutely. Decluttering is not a once and done. That's for sure, Marilyn. It's an ongoing process. But when you have a straightforward five-step strategy for getting started, the battle is going to be won. Our decluttering booklet is called The Decluttering Battle Plan, and it teaches you that strategy. You can also sign up for our decluttering 30-day decluttering challenge. And now this is an email campaign that gives you a task and some tips, some inspiration to go along with your perspiration so that you can get started on the seemingly never-ending task of decluttering.
So for anyone listening, it is Give Something Away Day. And if you're having trouble releasing what you have and making space in your home, take down the name Sharon Parenteau. She'll give you smart realty solutions and hold your hand through the process of downsizing and decluttering and planning your next steps. Her number, 416-460-5636. And it's free. You can't lose anything but spend a little time and get a huge benefit in return. Sharon, thank you for being so generous with your experience and your knowledge and holding our hand through decluttering, downsizing, and moving.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Thank you for the opportunity.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. It was the start of a busy Saturday at my shop, Marilyn's on Spadina. A woman came in wearing mismatched running shoes, a well-worn pair of jeans, and a tattered pullover sweater. She carried a shopping bag and a small purse. She had sparkling blue eyes, and as she walked past me, I said hello, smiled, and complimented her on her beautiful eyes. She stopped, her jaw dropped, and she asked, "Are you talking to me?" I said, "Of course. How can I help you?" She said that she'd been at many elite shops in Yorkville, and no one had given her the time of day. She had felt invisible, and someone recommended my shop. She explained she was an international speaker who was scheduled to present later in the day. Her luggage had been lost, and the clothes that she'd worn were soaked by last night's rain. Her hotel let her pull some things from the lost and found so she could shop and prepare for her presentation. She was so grateful for my simple hello and acknowledgement and compliment that she asked for my help to select clothes for her presentation and the rest of her week in Toronto. I gladly dressed her, and I was her wardrobe doctor. And by noon, she had a small mountain of clothes. Casual items, a tailored look for her talk, and an evening gown for the formal dinner that evening, and more. She was happy, I was happy that I could help her, and we both smiled. When we are out and enter a place of business, each of us deserve to be greeted pleasantly and treated with respect and kindness. We deserve to be heard. I listened to Lisa's story, communicated with her, and did my job. She appreciated being greeted, having her presence acknowledged, and being served with respect. As a result, she got all her clothes at my shop, and I made a lifetime client. My wardrobe doctor tip for today: always respect others, look them in the eye, pay genuine compliments, communicate directly, and do what you can to help one another. In business, it can make a client, and personally, it can build a relationship and help another feel seen and possibly boost their self-esteem and their self-confidence. One simple hello, one smile, one true compliment with eye contact. They cost nothing, but they add up to mean so much. Anyone listening who has a story to share about dressing or a question for me as Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, is welcome to call me directly at 416-504-6777. I'll gladly answer your questions and have a chat, and I invite you to look at my website at my online store and give your comments about that too. So again, please feel free to call me, 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host. We'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and learn about accessibility from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Exercise may help fight depression in older adults. As muscles become stronger through regular exercise, they release transcription factors, can improve your mood and help you to make you feel good. A regular exercise program helps your body to process tryptophan, a mood-enhancing chemical closely related to serotonin. Depressed people often have low levels of serotonin, and exercise may increase activity of the enzyme CAT from exercising muscles that converts tryptophan to serotonin to help you make you feel good. In the study from McMaster University, a group of healthy men who were 65 or older and not depressed did 12 weeks of leg and shoulder presses and high-intensity stationary bicycle interval training. Their enzyme CAT levels increased significantly. An earlier study showed that exercise can also cause muscles to release large amounts of cathepsin B that is associated with improved memory. Those who had the highest improvement in fitness also had the highest blood levels of cathepsin B and the greatest improvement in memory test scores. Recommendations: if you exercise regularly, these three studies give you more reasons to be proud. Your exercise program can help you prolong your life, prevent certain diseases, and protect yourself from dementia and depression. If you're not yet on a regular exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com, for a complimentary consultation.
When you're interested in fighting depression or adding years to your life or improving your memory, exercise can be your answer. To find out more, call Christine, the health coach, at 416-809-4084. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christina. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us, and I think he has a happy story today. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I do. Every day, people fight obstacles in their home because they're scared of change. They're comfortable with what they have, and they can't be bothered to change it. For example, I recently visited my client, Sophia, who struggles to get into her bathtub. At the moment, she has a deep soaker tub with sliding glass doors. The bathroom is very small, and you almost have to be an acrobat to balance yourself getting in and out of the bathtub through the narrow opening of the glass sliding door. Sophia showed me how she gets in and out of the tub, and she basically braces herself with the shaky, slidey glass door and the handle of the main entrance door. She realizes that it's dangerous, but doesn't want to go through the expense at this time to renovate the bathroom. So I told Sophia a couple things need to happen. First, the glass sliding doors have to be removed so you have a wider opening to get in and out of the bathtub. We would install a curtain rod with a curtain, a simple and cost-effective solution. We would fill the holes in the tile with silicone so there will be no future leaks. Second, we would add two grab bars so they can be held onto when getting in and out of the tub, as opposed to holding on to the already loose shower door and a slippery doorknob. Our grab bars hold over 500 pounds of weight, and you can feel confident grabbing onto them time after time. Making just these two changes drastically improved Sophia's bathing experience. She told me that she wished she had called me many years ago, as she used to dread taking a shower. So I asked Sophia kind of jokingly, "What took you so long?" And I quote, she said, "I didn't want to feel old." And I really feel a lot of people feel the same way. But it's okay to make your environment more comfortable and safe. It shouldn't have to come at the expense of you getting seriously injured. It's no different than taking care of your teeth, your car, or your health. Your safety is just important so you can continue to live your best life. That is what Greater Toronto Accessibility is here to do. Whether it's coming up with simple and cost-effective solutions or fully renovating your bathroom or home for the future, we're here to make that happen for you in the best way possible.
Well, Daniel, you do beautiful work, and bathrooms become spas, so they are accessible. And you make bathrooms safe for all ages and abilities. Anyone can slip in a bathtub. So thank you for doing such good work, and thank you for sharing Sophia's story. Today, we have Give Something Away Day. So what are you going to give away?
For sure. So you hear me week after week. I'm talking about the Total Home Safety Check. So this is a comprehensive assessment of your home. We go room by room and look at how we can improve the space. Or we can zone in on a specific area like the bathroom, the basement, or the kitchen. We are renovation specialists. With over 13 years of experience, we have trusted trades. We are fully insured and WSIB approved. So if you're looking to renovate any area of the home, we are happy to assist. This Total Home Safety Check is like your roadmap for the future, as it comes with a written report with photos, approximate prices, so you can know what to expect and how much it's going to cost. And you can implement the changes right away or in the future. There's no obligation. This assessment's usually $89.95, but since it's Give Something Away Day, I want to give this away for anybody that calls this week. So you don't have to rush to the phone anytime this week. The assessment is free. So please call me, 647-206-6409.
Well, Daniel, thank you for that offer. You're definitely giving something away today that has value to anyone who calls you. 647-206-6409. And remember, when you deal with a contractor that works from experience and his heart, you won't be disappointed. And you can actually take Sharon Parenteau's advice, because she always tells you to vet the people you're dealing with. Well, Daniel's been vetted. I definitely count on him to do his best job. Daniel, thank you for being you and being part of the team, and look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. I appreciate the kind words. Take care.
It's definitely Give Something Away Day. With all the benefits to ourselves and others, how can we not choose to be giving and find ways to be generous and give something away today and every day? Our simple acts of giving will trigger a euphoric rush of dopamine, and that'll help us experience the helper's high. And our endorphins and other chemicals will deliver pleasure and diminish our pain. They'll give us health benefits and even help us live longer. So today, let's let go of what no longer serves us, and let's give whatever we can to make a better life for others and a better world. Since we agree giving feels good and delivers so many other benefits to us and others, let's open our minds to the give something away idea that today is designed to trigger. Anne Frank wisely noted, "No one has ever become poor from giving. We each can give a little and do our share to contribute to the greater good. Once we start to give, we'll see and feel the difference giving can make. And at the end of our day, we won't toss and turn or have difficulty sleeping, because the good we did by giving will give us peace and joy in knowing that we made a positive difference in our day. It matters not what we choose to give, because by simply doing, by giving, we will have added positivity and light to our world, and the joy of giving will take our minds off our problems and help us start thinking of the opportunities that we have to give, to help others, and to experience that special joy that giving gives us. It can be our mission each day to give and be happier for having given. It will strengthen us and give us satisfaction each time we give, not just on this Give Something Away Day, but every day. It's simple. Let's reach out to help others, give what we can, and know we'll be living our best life. We definitely can be grateful for what we have to give, and what we give will make a difference in our life and the life of others. Your From a Woman's Perspective team is happy to give anyone who reaches out to us the benefit of our experience, expertise, and knowledge. Simply look at the website marilyns.ca under the radio heading, and then you'll see the sponsor expert list, and then use our contact information to reach out to us. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Our hour together today is almost at an end. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, the service providers and caregivers. Thank you to Ian Duncan and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very, very special thank you to you for being with us today. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. In the meantime, have a great Give Something Away Day, a fulfilling and giving week. Bye for now. And please remember, we each have something we can give. So let's give what we can and be happy while we make others happy as well. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.